Hello everyone, it's good to be with you again today, and I trust that you have enjoyed the wonders of abiding in Christ and experiencing the joy of Him living His life through you. And I trust that today our time together in the Word will bring life to you, deposit life in you, will stir up a greater sense of wonder and holy curiosity as to how far you can go in the experience of and the manifestation of the reality that Jesus Christ Himself is living in you and living through you. Let me start with this verse, which I would say is one of my life verses. And I like the way it's translated in the King James Version better than the normal New American Standard Version that I use. And it's 1 Thessalonians 5:24. It's one of those scriptures that you need to memorize, particularly the way the King James says it, because it will so dictate freedom into so many situations and circumstances in your daily life that it's worth committing to your memory. So it's one of those words that's like rooted deep inside of you, so from which Christ can speak again and again as you walk out your daily life with Him. 1 Thessalonians 5:24 says this: "Faithful is He who calls you, who also will do it." Let me say it again. Faithful is He who calls you, who also will do it. Let me read a couple of scriptures to you. One of them is from Romans chapter 4, speaking about Abraham. And when he came to the place, after being given the promise of a seed from which the Messiah would ultimately come from, and for 25 years he'd been trying to make it happen in his own strength, out of sincerity, which is a lot the way a lot of Christians live, constantly doing things for Christ out of their own sincerity, but unfortunately out of their own strength, and can't understand why they struggle with discouragement and despair. As you've heard me say again and again, I understand that we surrender our life out of love for Him. But we don't live for Christ out of our sincerity. We live from Christ out of His ability. And when you live from Christ, then you get to experience daily His faithfulness in whatever circumstance and situation He might call you into. What you can be sure of: you may not be sure of what this person's going to do or that person's going to do or how this circumstance or this situation is going to turn out, but what you can be confident in is that the Christ who's living in you and through you will be faithful. Okay, this is, and what do I mean by that? He'll be faithful to display His adequacy in you and to demonstrate His life through you, no matter what circumstance or situation you're walking in. This is, Romans chapter 4 and verse 20, when Abraham had came to the place of believing after 25 years of struggling to believe. Yet with respect to the promise of God, he did not waver in unbelief after the 25 years. He's like 100 years old now. But grew strong in faith, giving glory to God. Now that's how you grow strong in faith. Not by trying to have more faith, but by keeping your eyes on Him and just keep giving glory to Him. Just keep giving glory to Him. Just keep praising Him. People get confused. They're thinking it's all about how much faith they have. No, it's about how faithful He is. And if you'll just keep your eyes on Him and His faithfulness, all of a sudden you find there's faith inside of you that's growing. Because actually what's growing inside of you is the release of the faith of Christ. Because He knows that He's able and He will be faithful. This is what it says, again, in verse 21. And being fully assured that what He had promised, He was also able to perform. Now hear that. With respect to the promises of God, the promise of God, it says Abraham, he did not waver in unbelief when he finally broke through into a place of believing, but grew strong in faith, giving glory to God and being fully assured that what God had promised, He was able also to perform. Abraham's assurance wasn't that he would have enough faith to bring this promise across the finish line. His assurance was that he was fully assured that the God who had promised would be faithful. He was fully assured that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. It's not you performing. God's not asking you in the situation that you're in, or the difficult circumstance that you might find yourself in, or work relationship, or whatever it might be. He's not asking you to perform for him. He's asking you to keep your eyes on him and his faithfulness. And when you do, faith rises up in you. Because faith is just the consequence of keeping your eyes on his faithfulness and his ability, not your ability, but his ability to perform in that moment. To perform what? To perform Christ-likeness through you. For there's a place, one of my favorite verses too is 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5. It's not that we're adequate of ourselves, is what this verse says. Not that we're adequate of ourselves to think anything is coming from ourselves, but our adequacy is from God. Wow. You mean you and I get to live daily from the adequacy of God himself? Yes. Yes, you do. You have to understand that no circumstance or situation that God calls you into does he consider unreasonable. Now, it would be unreasonable, and sometimes it feels unreasonable to us when our eyes are on our ability to perform, to handle the situation or not handle the situation. If we're looking to our own adequacy and trying to be determined to do it right for Jesus, you're going to end up falling apart in that situation and circumstance. But if your eyes are on him, the one who lives in you, and you're resting simply in his adequacy, you realize that what he has called you to isn't unreasonable, no matter whatever it is, because it's not dependent on whether or not you're able. It's totally dependent on whether or not he's going to be faithful.